My name is John Davis. Today is Tuesday, the 12th of May, 2015. I'm about to interview Mr. Nigel Allen. Nigel, would you please introduce yourself and tell me where and when you were born?
Hi, I'm Nigel Allen, and I was born in 1962.
And where were you born, Nigel? Were you born in Gloucester?
Yeah, Gloucester, born and bred, yeah.
Right. Which years did you work at Fielding and Platt?
I started at Fielding's in September 1978, and I think I finished around about 3.5 years later, which would have been about November 1981.
And what was your occupation?
I was an apprentice engineer at Fielding's. Unfortunately, I didn't finish my time there. I went on to finish my time at a place called Fenworth Engineering in Woodchester near Stroud.
Tell me, how did you first of all come to learn about Fielding's?
Through a family member.
What made you decide you'd like to take up a career in engineering? Was it anything from the subjects at school, for instance, or what was it?
I was very keen on metalwork at school, and I always wanted to go into some sort of engineering discipline. And obviously, the reputation of Fielding's through family made it the in my opinion, the best place to go. Yeah.
Okay. You mentioned subjects at school, and Nigel, which school did you attend?
I was at Longlevens, right through from junior through to senior school, and then I left at 16.
Right. So you've heard of Fielding's. Tell me about your first visit to the company. Was it for an interview?
From what I can remember, because it's a long time ago now, but it was. I had to go for a written exam, and then it was like a formal interview. I can't remember the names of the people that interviewed me, to be honest.
Can you? Well, you say you did a written exam. Can you give any details at all about what it was, or any of the questions you got asked?
To be honest, it's such a long time ago, I can't remember. I think it was more like practical questions, you know, like movement questions and things like that. But as I said, it was a long time ago, and it was something that I probably can't quite remember, to be honest.
Well, it's 30-odd years ago, isn't it? So that's certainly excusable. Did they take you around the works at all at that time?
When we had the interview, they took me round and showed me the areas that I could be working in. I can remember feeling how big it was and also quite smelly as well. You know, it was that engineering smell that you get.
Right. Yeah, that was my next question, right? The sights and smells. I bet the noise then, Nigel, that was a bit horrendous, wasn't it?
In certain areas, yeah. I mean, there was always that buzz of activity that was going on throughout the machine shops and you would hear the odd voice shouting around as well, sometimes abuse. And
well done, that's typical. You were obviously accepted then, and you started work then in 1978. Tell me, how did you travel to work? Can you remember much about the journey? Anything interesting, factories, shops or anything along the way?
I used to cycle to work, and I lived in Longlevens then, and I can always remember in them days you was allowed to cycle over the cross, particularly early in the morning. You used to see, you know, things that I wouldn't normally see before I started work. And I can always remember that it was always going down Bristol Road, because you had a lot of engineering companies down there, how many people seemed to be walking down Southcote Street or on bikes or in cars or in buses or, you know. It was a strange start to me working life, to be honest, yeah.
Not many people had a car in those days, did they?
No.
Tell me, what were your memories? Right, you're going to start in the training school, I gather, and what were your sort of first thoughts of going in there? Did you know anybody else who started with you, for instance?
No, I didn't know anybody else who started on the same day as me. I can remember going in there and thinking how big the place was and how many people there was milling around. But everybody seemed quite friendly, and I thought, after the initial shock of turning up for work on the first day, I thought, yeah, I might enjoy this. And it turned out a good experience, a good few years that I was there, yeah.
Wonderful. How many more started with you, Nigel?
Well, Fielding's apprentices started on the same day as me. There was five of us in total, one of which I'm still quite friendly with to this day. We all went into the training school where there was a mixture of other engineering companies, apprentices who'd done their first year, what they used to call off-the-job training, I think. I think there was probably about two dozen of us in the training school. Yeah.
We got a photograph here somewhere which we'll discuss a little bit later, and perhaps you could remember some of the names. Can you remember who was actually in charge of the training school at that time?
Yeah, there was Chris Cruz, who used to deal with the training on the fitting and welding side in fabrication. And I believe the other training instructor was a guy called Marcus Jelf, although I'm not 100% sure of that because I can't quite remember, to be honest. But he was the guy who used to deal with all the machining, the turning and the milling.
Okay, so you've settled in, you've got your first day over, etc. Could you take me through, just briefly, through the, well, say, let's start with the first year then, Nigel, the sort of things that you did, and did you have, was it just shop floor work, or did you have lectures, or, you know, could you give us a little bit of an idea?
It was mainly, I know we made quite a few things that we took with us, like a drill angle gauge, set of parallels, scribing block and things like that. And I mean, I still got the parallels right to this day. But we had a broad training over that 12 months of everything to do with engineering, welding, fabrication, fitting, machining. Occasionally, we used to go up into the. I know we used to go somewhere near the canteen where I used to go up into a room where I used to get lecturers and stuff like that. But obviously, I was at college as well. I started college day release. As I said, it was a long time ago, so I can't remember exactly what went on, but it was, you know, it was an enjoyable 12 months, I know that, yeah.
Wonderful. So after the 12 months was up, then you went out into one of the machine shops then, is that correct?
Yeah, after 12 months we went, I was told that I was going into the light machine shop. I can remember the foreman in there very well, a gentleman called Reg Court, which I expect you all know anyway. He was quite a character. And I think I started on a capstan doing jobs with that was a vast amount of offs, you know, taking, you know, most of the day just to do a batch work and stuff like that, which I can remember I didn't particularly enjoy that much and couldn't wait to get off it. So I was then fortunate enough to put onto a centre lathe, which, you know, was my forte, really. I really enjoyed that. And I stayed with that probably for about another 12 months on various lays in the light machine shop.
We've got your training logbook here, Nigel. It makes very, very interesting reading. I must say it's extremely neat and tidy. I wish I could only do something as well. And it covers a 3.5 year period. And the first two pages just refer to your personal details and the purpose of a logbook. But let's now look at a typical page. We have a drawing you made of a piston for an H3 hydraulic pump. Would you be able to, I know it's a long time ago, but would you be able to tell me a little bit about it?
From what I can remember, I think it was one of my first experiences of turning stainless steel. So I think I burnt more turning tools during that job than I did all the other jobs put together. I think that was what we used to do, also calls it like a phase test, which then had to be inspected by one of the inspectors within Fieldings and passed off to get through the phase test. What it did, it was obviously a piston within that hydraulic pump, but what it actually did, I wouldn't honestly know, in all honesty.
But I say you'd done an extremely neat drawing of it, so it wasn't just the making of it. I mean, you'd have probably worked to a proper Fielding drawing, but then as well as that, you had to draw it out yourself, which is particularly neat, and all down the sides, you had to write all the operations down, which amounted to about 15, and you had to take the time taken, and it's extremely interesting stuff. Thank you for that. You did mention a few minutes ago about attending technical college, Nigel. Was that Gloucester Technical College in Brunswick Road?
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah, we went there for 4 years. Quite some enjoyable times we had there too, as well. To be fair, yeah, yeah.
What subject did you take, Nigel, and what achievements did you gain?
It was City and Guilds, mechanical engineering. And I, to be honest, without looking at my certificates, I couldn't honestly tell you what it is. I think it's mechanical engineering up to stage three, I think.
Okay, fair enough. As I say, long time ago. And it's sort of other side of the coin. How about sporting and social activities, Nojo? Did you participate in any of them?
Yes, I was quite a keen, well, still am a keen sportsman, but I was particularly involved with the cricket, Fieldings Cricket Club. My mother and father were heavily involved with that as well. I played with them, played for Fieldings probably for about 5 years. Before that, I did the scoring duties and stuff like that, but good times it was down at the club. It was unfortunately no longer there, but it was.
That was the one at Hempstead.
Submeadow Road, yeah, that's the one.